ABC Radio DAO in Denmark.
Well, having a think about it, I thought there was sort of try and make a theme out of it to keep it quite easy to remember. So I thought to make it 4 P's. So through this time, if we've got to self-quarantine or be more cathartic or mindful about in this current environment, I thought we could plant. So get out in the veggie garden, dig it up, and coming into April, in the territory, there's literally not a plant that you can't sow at that point in time. So get out there, dig it up, and get sowing. In about a minimum of 6 weeks, but all the way up to 12 weeks, you're going to have a very prosperous veggie garden. The next thing I thought is pickles. Okay, we need to start preserving. So pickles, one part vinegar, one part sugar, one part water. Add the spices or fresh herbs that you like, so coriander, dill, fennel, that type of thing, straight in.
How many spices? How much? What's the spice quantity?
Look, I make a big batch of this at a time. I make 3 litres at a time, so a litre of vinegar. I use apple cider vinegar with a dash of malt vinegar, plain water, obviously, and caster sugar. I bring that to the boil, then throw in a palmful of cumin, a palmful of coriander seeds, and then a big handful of fresh dill stems, and that's my basic pickle for everything. Now, depending on what ingredients I use, I either pour it over hot, or softer ingredients like cucumber, I put it in cold, and then leave that for at least a week, and then it can go right up to a couple of months before you eat it.
So, do you leave it for a week in a jar? You have to get it into a jar, yeah?
Yeah, look. Sterilised jars are the best. Now, there's two ways to do it. You can bake it in the oven at about 180 for 5 minutes, or you can also boil it for about 5 minutes, the whole jar and lids. And that sterilises it, and then they'll ensure you get no nasties when it comes time to eating it. If you pressure seal those jars, they'll last in the cupboard for up to 6 months easily.
But you can eat them after a week?
Absolutely.
All right, because do you know how many jars of pickles I have bought in recent times just because I've gotten into them? I think it's probably time I start making my own.
You will never look back once you make your own, your first pickled onions or your first pickled cornichons. They're just amazing. The next P in the list is pasta. Now, pasta is a great thing for the family to get involved in. Everyone can knead the dough, and this is a general purpose pasta where you don't need a pasta machine to roll it out. Just roll it in flat sheets and cut it into any shape you desire and cook it in boiling water for about a minute. So the basic recipe is for every 100 grams of flour, use one egg yolk and a pinch of salt. And make a well in the centre of your dry ingredients, so your flour and salt. Crack the egg yolks into the middle and then mix it up and then work that into a smooth dough before letting it rest for about an hour before you start working it.
And then you just cook it in the boiling water?
Cook it in boiling water. You roll it out. Look, I roll out big sheets. I obviously have pasta machines as well, but I have in the past before I invested in them, just roll it out in big sheets, cut it into squares, roll that up like a roll-up, and then slice it to the thickness that I want my pasta to be. You can go as thin as linguine or as thick as pappardelle, and then still just cook it for 2 to 3 minutes in hot, rolling salted water.
You got about 20 seconds for the last P. Were there 4 P's?
Pudding. So easy, simple dessert. One tin of condensed milk, one whole tub of thickened cream, so that's 600 mils, and a dash of vanilla. Whip it up, put it in the freezer, and 4 hours later you've got ice cream.
ABC Radio, Darwin.
Don't forget that.